went in a couple of directions. One was really to kind of change the pastor-parishioner relationship so that the pastor became more of a spiritual guide in the sense that they seek a way to enhance their spiritual capabilities. The pastor became a spiritual coach rather than being the person who would speak to them clearly the word of law and gospel that confession and absolution allowed, and to turn the individual inward for evidence of their spirituality, rather than pointing them to the accomplished work of Christ upon the cross. They did those things and said those were all good, but then they would test them and say, has the word of absolution really affected the way in which you live? And let's look at those kinds of things. They turned the sinner inward towards their own spiritual estate, and then they set up a whole series of benchmarks, if you will, a way of quantifying whether or not spiritual transformation of life had occurred, and in many ways providing a checklist that the individual could check off and say, I've done this, I've done this, I've done this, I've done this, therefore I am truly a believing and disciplined Christian individual. They just put the onus right back on the individual and their works.